Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Talk about the difference between maybe oppression and possession.
Well, it's because of a poor translation or a poor understanding of the word demon possession in Scripture. The Greek is daimonai zomai, and daimonai means is the Greek word for demon. Zomai is a Greek word that means possession. It can be translated possession, but it actually doesn't mean ownership. It means to be under the control of or under the power of. And a simple understanding of that would be even when it's used in other places in Scripture. Jesus said, talking about the end times, in your patience, possess your souls. And he's using that word. Well, he doesn't mean own your souls, because he says very clearly, listen, if you try to hold on to your soul, you're going to lose it. You know, if you'll lose it for my sake, you'll gain it. So we're not to own our souls, but he's saying, listen, get control of your soul. Get control of your thoughts and your emotions. You need to have control. You know, in John 10, Jesus said, the thief looks to come in some other way. He can't come through the door, because the door is Jesus. He can't get through Jesus. But if we start dabbling in sin or the occult, then we can open a door to demonic influence and oppression in our lives, and that's what we need to get free from.
Another example that you gave in the book that I thought made it really clear, say you've got a Christian woman who's, you know, loves Jesus, is saved, you filled with the Holy Spirit, but she goes out, she drinks too much one night, and she drives, and she gets in some kind of accident. She was saved, she's loved, but she was under the influence of alcohol. And I thought, that is a picture, isn't it, of being saved but being influenced. And all we have to do is look at how, I mean, we Christians do some of the worst damage to each other when we think we stand, and the way that we treat each other when we disagree with each other. I'm not calling that a demon behind every bush, but there are things that are apart from faith, hope, and love that are downright damaging to the body of Christ, you know?
Yeah, and that illustration you used is great, because the way I said that to the church was, I said, you know, what if a woman drinks too much and she does something then that she's embarrasses her and brings harm to herself or her family or someone else, she still suffers the consequences of that. She still, because she was under the influence. And I say, now what if that woman was a non-Christian and she drinks too much wine? Would she be under the influence? Yes. What if that woman's a Christian and she drinks too much? Well, see, that doesn't cancel out what she did. And that's what we feel sometimes. We feel like, well, I'm a Christian, and so even if I do these sins, I'm not really opening the door to the enemy. And I think Scripture teaches very clearly we are opening the door to an influence that God never intended for us to open the door to that influence.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.